Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred from Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival with Sam Neill, one of the leading actors in Blackbird. Thank you very much for being with us today.
67, that's amazing,
67th edition, yeah.
Almost as old as me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
That's very old. I mean, that's one of the oldest film festivals in the world, surely.
Yeah, I think Venice is 72 and, yeah. 76.
And Cannes?
And Cannes is almost 75. I don't know if it's 73
right.
or 74,
okay.
So it's all so it around that.
It starts just after the war sort of thing.
Yeah.
75 makes it...
pre-war, yeah.
Vichy? Oh, pre-war.
Yeah.
So they stopped during the war.
They stopped during the war. I mean, it's the history of festivals. So, Sam, is it your first time here now?
It's my first time in San Sebastian. And I'm happy to be here because everyone says this is the best film festival of all. It has that reputation. You have more fun here than anywhere else. And so far, so good.
It's a wise combination between films and food, I think. So it's good.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
It's good. Yeah.
So, and wine, of course.
And wine, yeah.
It's very important. Had some very good wine last night.
So you have everything, films, food, and wine.
Yeah.
So speaking about Blackbird, what did you say yes to this project? I don't know if you would define it as risky somehow or not.
Look, I like the dynamic of the family story in it. The central issues, I think, are very telling and kind of important at the moment. If you get offered by a film by Roger Michell, you know, it's an automatic no-brainer, really.
Mm-hmm.
He's a formidable director and a lovely man. So you hardly need to read the script. You know, you go, oh, it's Roger. Okay, I'll do it. It's great.
Have you seen the original film?
No. And none of the cast have seen the film. And Roger still hasn't seen the film either.
Yeah.
And I think that's a wise decision. I didn't feel like I wanted to be influenced by someone else's decisions. Another actor has looked at the script and gone, I'm going to do it this way and that way. And I didn't want to be influenced in that way. You really need to come to something fresh and new and make it something of its own rather than imitate it. Of something else.
Okay. I was talking to Roger a few minutes ago, and we were talking about the moral debate that the film raises. It's curious that the words God or religion are not in the film at all. Do you find that shocking in a way or surprising or not?
You know, it's interesting. You have to come to Spain to be asked that question.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't occur to anyone else. It's interesting that we're living to an older age than we used to. We're going to be prone to more of these debilitating diseases,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be an increasing issue. Particularly, I mean, my mother, for instance, had terrible dementia. I do not want to die with dementia. It's cruel. And I would like to be able to exit with dignity as and when, you know, if I have a problem. And I don't really think that's the business of the church. And the resistance to this, of course, comes primarily from the church, which has a very firm views on this. Now, the church, of course, has lost a tremendous amount of influence pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume this is true of Spain.
Yeah.
Would I be right? It's lesser now, but it's still an important force.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the church where one gets the most resistance to this. And but I think that resistance will break down because everywhere, I mean, Australia, we've just been through an enormous trial where the Archbishop... has been sent to jail for historic offences. These are the kinds of things that diminish the moral authority
mm-hmm.
of an institution like the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel that it's no business of theirs whether I live or die.
Yeah. I can agree with you. Yeah. speaking about the film, and this is a compliment – I found it really theatrical. Like it was like in a stage. Like you were like a company. Like in a play, in a good way. I mean. Mm. Did you feel it that way? Like it was really like a theatre company.
It's a really good cast, and we knitted almost immediately and became a very tight unit. And we still are. We're still in communication with each other every day on
WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp. And that was helped by the fact that we were filming in one location. We all lived around that house. We shot everything in that house. And the company was led by Susan Sarandon, who's a wonderfully warm person. So we all gravitated together. So in a sense, it was like being in a theatrical company. I hope we haven't made a film that seems... That seems like theatre. It's a movie, but we were as close as a theatrical company could be.
Yeah, it seemed that. And my final question would be about your career. I mean, it's been a while since
my career.
Yeah, you don't think you have a career?
Well, look, I mean, what is a career?
And you told me.
actors' careers are so random, you know. Anything can happen in an actor's career. It's just what's happening at the time. Does somebody like you? Are you busy doing something else when something great comes up? It's very random, you know. You could probably put on one hand the amount of men that can actually chart their own careers, that they have sufficient power. Mm-hmm. The rest of us, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. And, you know, it's like being in a pinball game.
Did you imagine it differently? I mean, did you think that it was going to be in a different way?
No, because I never imagined that I would have a career acting at all.
Okay.
That was a complete surprise to me. And I still wake up surprised every morning thinking, I'm still in work. How is that possible? What happened? What was this strange, you know, good fortune that keeps me in work? I don't know.
Okay, keep at work, please. Sam Neill, lead protagonist of Blackbird, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.